The Best in Class podcast is here with JoeBucksFan.com draft guru Sean Sullivan. This is his season. Draft season is upon us. In this episode, Sean runs through prospects with an eye on the Bucks always at the East-West Shrine Bowl and at the Senior Bowl and more. It's all presented by Bill Curry Ford. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the best 30 minutes in football. My name is Sean Sullivan. You are in Best in Class. You can find us on all of your podcast places that you go. I'm not going to go into it, but there's a lot. Follow us at all your social media. You guys know all the social media stuff is. I'm so excited to be back. We are going to be breaking down East-West Shrine Game, Senior Bowl. We're going to go over some players. This is the best time to be a draft guru because I'm going to be going to the Combine with Joe Bucks fans. It's going to be very exciting. I leave the last week of February. I'll be actually talking to players and general managers and actually seeing the Combine. Super excited. This will be my first year. You know, it's a dream come true that I get to do this and I get to review players and the next great players in the NFL, and super exciting time for me. So what we're going to do is, just to give you a little map breakdown of over the summer, we're going to do this podcast about the East-West Shrine Game and Senior Bowl follow-up. Then we're going to break down the best draft classes from last year, and then we're going to do position breakdowns for the new 2025 draft, and then I'm going to give you an update from the Combine. So very exciting stuff going on as we lead up to the draft. We have free agency that starts next month. Lots of great things happening. Let's hear a word from our sponsor, and that's Bill Curry Ford. So if you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned certified vehicle, there's no place to shop better than Bill Curry Ford. Will we beat any advertised price by $100? We have up to $20,000 off the Bronco Raptors for the month of February. If you're looking for a very unique, beautiful, gorgeous vehicle that will get you all the attention but also give you all the performance of a Bronco four-wheel drive, the Bronco Raptor is what you need to be driving. Up to $20,000 off on my four remaining Bronco Raptors. Very exciting time for Broncos if you like the soft top or the hard top. Right now, we're getting into the summer, so the soft top is my selection here. I think that everyone should have a convertible. Let the sun touch you while you're driving in your car in the best place to live. I mean, we literally live where other people vacation. How amazing is that, right? So follow us at Bill Curry Ford Tampa, Facebook, Instagram. Visit BillCurryFord.com. We still have free mobile pickup and delivery. We are still offering pickup and delivery from your home for recalls or mobile to do actual recalls in your driveway. If your homeowners association allows it, we will absolutely do it for free. So it's very exciting stuff going on at Bill Curry Ford. And we are breaking ground on our new Ford Pro Elite. We will be working on the biggest trucks in Tampa, keeping those pipelines going to our grocery stores, our suppliers, and our parts stores. So again, Bill Curry Ford serving the community for the last 60 years. All right, let's jump into the East-West Shrine Game. As you know, practice in All-Star games, the week of practice is way more important than the game itself. There's too many other factors in the game. You're not playing next to that guy more than once or twice. You know, scheme could be a non-fit. So let's just look at some practice players, some guys that showed up. So Taj Brooks, the running back out of Texas Tech, 5'9", 229 pounds. Obviously, for 5'9", extremely well-built at 230 pounds, low center of gravity. He runs with quickness. He really put on a show at the East and West Shrine Game. Not that I'm not taking anything away from the talented guys that are there, but these are not the first and second round draft picks that you're used to seeing. The East-West Shrine Game is going to be more the fourth, fifth, sixth round guys that are going to fill rosters, get better while they're in the pros, get coached up, and then hopefully contribute in their second or third year. This had a little bit of a change this year because the possible number one pick in the draft, Shedeur Sanders, actually went to East-West Shrine Game. But he didn't perform. He just went to do some interviews. But Taj Brooks, very interesting running back prospect. So everybody always asks me, well, what's really great in the draft this year? Well, I'm glad you asked. Running backs are extremely deep this year as well as corners. I mean, there's just so many to choose from. It's kind of like, what is your best fit? So this guy, Taj Brooks, with his combination of agility, power, contact, I mean, he really stood out in this group. I love his size. I can't wait to see him perform at the Combine. But, you know, he's a guy to keep an eye on. I love, like, he's got this Maurice Jones-Drew feel to him when he's running. And I think it's just because you know, he's a very thick guy for his size. And again, Bucky Irving, the Buccaneers' steal of the draft last year, who should have been in consideration for Offensive Rookie of the Year since he didn't start the whole season and just basically lit the world on fire the last part of the season. Body type is not similar to Brooks. Brooks is going to be much thicker than Bucky Irving, but they run with a very similar style. But, you know, how can you measure Bucky Irving's heart, right? The guy runs with reckless abandonment and just decides that he's going to will his way to the end zone. You know, Taj Brooks does it more with you know, a natural size and gift of being able to put weight on and put muscle on. Kobe Bryant, cornerback out of Kansas, 5'11", 171. Again, are the Bucs going to be looking for corners? I do believe they are. This guy is a third or fourth round pick, in my opinion. Let's see how he performs after the combine when they watch the tape. You know, he's a very hands-on guy, and this is very similar to when we drafted Jamal Dean out of Auburn. Jamal Dean had these, he was kept getting pass interference because he was all over the receiver, just draped on him, just redirecting him, like moving his hips, like doing all these amazing things like hand fighting, stop, just anything you can do to stop the flow of the wide receiver's route. And then, of course, Jamal Dean now plays off 10 yards off the ball. I'm not quite sure, you know, what's going on. I'll let Ira figure that one out. But Kobe Bryant is very similar coming out, where not obviously not as big as an athletic as Jamal Dean, but very similar in the fact that he's very hands-on, tries to redirect the route. He plays much bigger than his size. So there's a guy to keep an eye on as a later pick. Elijah Huzzy, the defensive back out of North Carolina, 5'9", 194. This guy can play. This is one of those, you know, a smaller corner. You know, Todd Bowles does not like these smaller corners. You know, he likes these big physical guys that can play the run. This guy is just a ball hawk. He does have 30-inch arms. He's practiced extremely well all week. I wouldn't say great speed, but inside where he's supposed to be, he's able to get there. What I love about him, he also adds a ton of return value as well. But he's a two-time All-ACC honors. And I think with this guy, with his height at 5'9 and his 30-inch arms, this guy could be a little bit of a sleeper. And I like the fact that he gets his hands on the balls a lot. Chandler Martin, linebacker out of Memphis, 5'11", 233. Here's a guy that continued to do that kind of punch during practice where he's very well trained when he's making the tackle. He gets that right arm in there and he tries to punch the ball out on every play. You guys know, watching NFL football, these linebackers that have been extremely well coached seem to always have a knack for punching the ball out. And this Chandler Martin guy is the same. So Ira likes this Nick Bolton, linebacker for Kansas City, N'Kobe Dean out of Georgia, and Greenlaw out of the 49ers, which, by the way, is a free agent linebacker that I think the Bucs should be looking at. Chandler Martin is very much in that conversation with athletic ability and the way he plays the ball. So he's definitely got to keep an eye on. The Bucs are going to be looking for linebacker depth. Chandler Martin might be an interesting guy. Kyle McCord is the former Ohio State quarterback that transferred to Syracuse, 6'2", 224. He set the ACC record with 4,779 passing yards last year. Obviously, I love quarterbacks. We're going to break him down in an individual podcast. But Kyle McCord was an interesting guy, has a terrific resume, started a lot of games in college, has good arm angles, gets the ball out fast, seems to read defense as well. He just doesn't do anything to me special. It's like he's more robotic, where he knows what he's supposed to do and he does it, and that's all great. But as far as the speed of the NFL and the way everything's going to go, this Kyle McCord guy, and I'm going to watch a lot more tape on him, obviously, but what I'm looking at with him is just mechanical. Like, he's just a very mechanical quarterback, not a lot of play in his game as far as what is he going to be able to do. I think he can follow a script offensive coordinator very well. I think if you script his plays, he's going to follow him to a T. And, you know, he does throw a really good long ball, you know, and again, that can really translate to the NFL. He has a very strong arm. I know there's going to be pundits out there that are going to say, oh, well, they don't like his arm as much, or that he doesn't rip the ball down the field. So what they're looking for is something different than what I'm looking for. Can he get the ball down the field, and can he make all of the NFL throws? And the answer is yes. And there's a lot of guys in the NFL, you know, that don't have the strongest of arms that are really good quarterbacks. Kyle McCord is just not going to be one of them. I think he's going to surprise some people. But right now I'm looking at him as a backup quarterback in the NFL. Jordan Phillips, defensive tackle out of Maryland, 6'1", 318, great size for a defensive tackle in the NFL. Carries his weight extremely well. Actually plays with really good leverage. which is super important. That's the hardest thing, I think, to show these guys when they get to the NFL is leverage is the key. He actually had a spin move, which was really interesting to see a defensive tackle, you know, get up kind of like Kancey. Obviously, this guy's not nearly as quick and as talented as Kancey, but he does try to put on some moves, which I enjoy. Antoine Powell-Ryland, the edge out of Virginia. This guy was super hyped coming out of high school as a pass rusher. He's 6'2", 253, very average size. He has short arms, but this is a guy similar to Bucky Irving that you can miss because of the way he plays the game. He plays with violence. He plays with a very aggressive style of football. He likes to get into the backfield. Out of all of the edges at the East-West Shrine Game, he was by far the best edge. I'm going to put a pin in this guy because when we do our edge breakdown, which is going to be super important this year because the Bucks need an edge, and there's some really good edge players, you know, in this draft. I think this is a guy that we're going to come back to and talk about it with some depth. Deontay Thornton, wide receiver out of Tennessee, 6'5", 214. Very similar build to when Mike Evans came out of Texas. You know, he has these really long strides. I think that he gets off the line. You're not going to be able to jam him at the line. I think that's really amazing. I think his skill set in this draft, especially because a lot of these wide receivers are lacking big playability, in my opinion. I think that we have a lot of receivers this year that with good hands that are very good possession wide receivers that will catch a lot of balls. Deontay Thornton is one of the guys that could actually break into the top three rounds. I think he might be a third round draft pick, possibly a fourth round draft pick. He led college football with 25 yards per catch, but he's a guy, high points the ball, has decent hands, great strides. He's a guy that could develop into something. Gareth Warren, offensive lineman out of Linderwood, 6'5", 330. Great size, obviously. I think he's going to be inside, obviously, in the NFL. Has 33-inch, 5-inch, 5/8 arms. He can hold people at bay. He plays well with his size, but I don't think that he has learned the aggressiveness and what he can do with this size. He's definitely hasn't faced any really terrific opponents at that small school. But again, Jason Light likes these small school guys. This guy's got the looks of a player with his size. Don't see it on tape yet with him. I think he should have dominated quite a bit more. Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, this is the Arizona Wildcats running back, right? So didn't play a lot at Arizona for obvious reasons. We'll get into that when we break down the running backs. But in this game, he had 11 carries for 97 yards. He showed that second gear, which was really impressive when he got into the backfield. He was very elusive. If you think about it, that's only 11 carries in the game, and he basically dominated the game from start to finish. I think he's going to be a starting NFL running back at some point in the NFL, just based on what I've seen so far. The rest of the stuff is going to have to get cleaned up. Like, I don't know what his off-the-field stuff is. I don't know how he's going to interview. But just what I saw with his burst of speed and his elusive, I mean, he looks the part. He looks good. Shiloh Sanders, you know, is obviously Deion's kid at safety. A lot of people are, you know, I think they're overhyping him because of his last name. I personally am not a fan. I struggle with it because I watched every Colorado game and I watched him. And, you know, he played injured this year. Maybe that's what I watched a lot on tape, but he missed so many tackles. He was out of position. I thought he was really going to make a difference with some turnovers, and he didn't get that done either. I'm sure he's going to interview well. I'm sure he's well-trained. I'm sure he understands the defense. It's extremely well. But, you know, and he played extremely well in this game. But, man, I'm going to be really tough breaking him down just because I got to watch so much of his regular snap film. I'm not just watching film to see how he is as a prospect. I actually watched every snap of his play. I thought he was better last year than this year. And again, that could be injuries. We'll see. Efton Chisholm III, Eastern Washington, wide receiver. This is a guy that gets separation right off the line of scrimmage, super fast, off the line of scrimmage, not foot speed super fast. I'm talking about off the line, gets open, very similar to Cooper Kupp, those types of guys. I mean, we talked about Palmer for the Buccaneers being a guy that gets off the line of scrimmage and separates very quickly. That's what he does. I think he's a guy that's going to come in, be a third wide receiver, you know, catch a good amount of balls, has good hands. So that's really interesting. That's pretty much it for the East-West Shrine Game that I wanted to talk about. Let's go right into the Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl is pretty exciting. For those of you who watched it, you guys got to watch Jack Besh be the most valuable player, catch the winning touchdown in overtime, which was really interesting. You know, after everything he went through with his brother, unfortunately, being killed in a terrorist attack, the guy played extremely well. He's definitely, for me, a day three prospect. You know, I don't think he's one of the top wide receivers. I think it's really interesting, you know, player, and I think he played extremely well. I'm really happy for him. He's a terrific story, but he's limited athletically, and that's going to hurt him in the NFL when he sees the way these guys move. But doesn't mean that he can't carve out an NFL career. Riley Leonard, the quarterback out of Notre Dame, who was previous quarterback at Duke, interesting prospect. The fact that he runs extremely well. He completed like 6 passes in a row in this game, which was pretty good for him. I'm just not a fan of his game. He's very far behind the NFL passers right now. I mean, if you think about guys, if you think about last year, there's possible 7 starting NFL quarterbacks going into this year from the 2024 draft. Do you know how incredible that is? And I'm talking about Spencer Rattler, who's going to start for the New Orleans Saints. You know, obviously, you know, screw the Saints. But anyway, Rattler's probably going to start for them. But if you think about this, 7 NFL starters are possible going into this. It will be the greatest quarterback draft in NFL history. Just incredible. Riley Leonard's not going to be one of them. Jalen Monroe out of Alabama, not a big fan of his at all. The accuracy is just not there for the NFL. And obviously, he can develop. Running quarterbacks can develop in the NFL for sure. And, you know, obviously, there's a lot of guys that can compare him to other running quarterbacks that struggled coming into the NFL. I don't know. I'm going to watch a lot more tape on him. The accuracy for me is just not there. And I'm one of those guys that really, really is big on accuracy, especially in NFL. There's just not a lot of room, guys, for those windows. Those throwing windows are tight, unless you obviously play the Buccaneers defense. The throwing windows are extremely tight in the NFL. You've got to be super accurate with the ball. He's just so far from that for me when I watch him. Landon Jackson's the first edge that we're going to talk about from the Senior Bowl. Had a terrific week of practice. Had a strip sack in the game. Right now, Mel Kiper has him as his number 8 edge. You know, he's going to be drafted in the 1st or 2nd round, most likely the 2nd round. Athletically, we don't know his athletic profile yet, so we'll see that. But there's a guy, you know, 2nd, possibly high 3rd round draft pick. Ole Miss Jackson's dart. Here's a guy that started a lot of games, has the accuracy that I think shows it. And he's like, I guess the best way to do it is just a streaky shooter. He gets super accurate and then loses it, and then he gets super accurate again. His down-the-field throws are really well-placed and incredible. I'm watching some of his throws going, these are NFL starter, not backup. These are NFL starter throws. And then he has these moments where you're looking at him like, what was that? What is he doing? He's got to get more consistent with everything that he's doing. You know, he does a really great job of checking the ball down with accuracy, throws really good screens. That was with the knock on Bo Nix last year. When I kept saying on Best in Class, I'm like, guys, Bo Nix, why is everybody sleeping on Bo Nix? This guy is really, really good. And then, of course, I was right. So congratulations to me on that. But the thing is about this guy, he's very similar in the fact that he's being overlooked, I think, for some of his quick reads, where he's quick reading, getting the ball out fast, which is really good, but there are shorter throws. Then when he throws some long throws, you know, he can lose some accuracy, and then all of a sudden it dials in. And I think it's just a rep thing with him, where he gets into, like, he's a rhythm quarterback. You guys all know what I'm talking about. The NFL's full of them. Where if you don't get him started off at the beginning of the scripted plays, if you don't get him started completing some passes early, they struggle the whole game. That's why I love last year the way that Baker Mayfield got involved in the passing game on the first drive of the game, where he really got into a flow on that first drive with those scripted plays. So Jackson Dart's another, just for me, he's got a big question mark next to him because I think he could actually be a starter in the NFL, and I'm not saying that about a lot of quarterbacks this year, but we'll go over that in our quarterback breakdown. Breshard Smith out of SMU was obviously an incredible running back at the Senior Bowl. He's dynamic. He can catch. He can break. At any point, he can take the ball to the end zone. I thought he really showed that in space with linebackers, he was going to beat the linebackers. So he had a really good showing. But again, this is a really deep running back class. One of my personal favorites, R.J. Harvey out of UCF. He's right in our backyard. The guy never had a game under 5 yards a carry, which is really incredible. You know, he didn't have a terrific offensive line, so he really had to manufacture a lot of his running. He's able to fit through these small creases because he's on the smaller side. I really think that he's a guy, fourth, fifth round, that's going to be a steal, and I think he's going to have an NFL career. One of my favorite receivers is that Jalen Royals out of Utah State. I think he's going to turn some heads, especially when he gets to the combine. But, you know, the guy played a ton of football. He can beat press. He can beat man coverage very easily. I think he runs great routes. He's good. He's really quick off the line of scrimmage. His upper body's very physical. I think that this guy's a star. I really do. I mean, I know he's not a household name right now, but Royals is going to be a household name. I think he's going to be something in the NFL. Tez Johnson out of Oregon, 5'9", 156, too small for me. So the hit or miss on this is most likely they miss more than they hit, where they become kind of like a gadget player or a third down or special teams player. This guy seems to be a little bit better than that. But the weight really scares me, and the size. It's really hard for these guys to take the beating of the NFL unless you're super, super special. And I'm not saying that there aren't guys that can do it, but I don't know if Tez is one of those special, special players. But he did play at a big-time school. He did make big-time plays. He's got some swag to him, so we'll see how that goes. Kyle Williams out of Washington State. Right now, for me, he's just a guy. I didn't see anything that made me think that he was going to be a top NFL player. Xavier Respro out of Miami. So, listen, don't send me any emails at bestinclass@billcurryford.com about how I pronounce names. I know that I struggle with pronouncing names. I have too many in my head. I get it. But this guy, Xavier, is a guy that he broke Michael Irvin's University of Miami record for receiving. Michael Irvin has talked this guy up and said that he's one of the best receivers University of Miami has. Michael Irvin is one of those guys I listen to because he knows what he's talking about. So Xavier is a guy to keep an eye on in the slot. If you guys watched the Florida Gators game, he dominated the Gators. Not that that was hard to do this year. But anyway, if Michael Irvin says to keep an eye on this guy, I think we all should. And he did break Michael Irvin's record. He did catch a lot of balls from Cam, so we'll see how that goes. There's a guy that I'm really, really high on. It's Elijah Araujo out of Miami. He's a tight end. I mean, he athletically is just unbelievable. And when you see Cam really liked him. So this guy can run routes. He can block. I mean, when I say he gets open, I mean, he gets open like a wide receiver. You know, obviously hands are something you have to work on. Does he have hands, you know, that you know, obviously if he had the hands, he'd probably be a top 20 pick in the NFL, but he's got to work on the hands. But man, is he impressive getting open. There's a guy that I want everyone to keep an eye on, Elijah Araujo out of Miami. Tight end Jake Bringenstuhl out of Clemson. Another guy that's very well coached, very well polished, is going to have an NFL career. He doesn't do anything for me that's a standout. He's just an all-around good tight end that's well coached, very fluid. He's going to have an NFL career. Mason Taylor of LSU, another guy that can run to get open, who's going to be more of a receiver than I expected. I thought he'd be more of a blocker, but he can really get open. We'll see how he does. There's a guy that's going to be climbing up the ladder. Edge Mike Green is a guy that I talked about on the IRA podcast. He's an edge, led the nation in sacks, dominated the Senior Bowl practices. So I think, again, doesn't play the run very well. It's so funny when you listen to all these pundits, because you'll have a guy go, he's an all-around terrific edge in the 3-4. He can play the run. He can play the, I mean, and then you have the guy saying, well, no, he's a hands-down 4-3 guy where he's just going to rush the passer on situational downs and he's going to get to the quarterback. He's going to be a 10-sack guy in the NFL. One, I don't like his weight right now. And if he puts on weight, does he still have the same amount of twitch? He has some terrific pass rushing moves. So I'm very interested to see how he develops. He has these tackles for loss. If you want to say that's playing the run, for me, playing the run is setting the edge and then absolutely stopping the run, not just getting into the backfield and making some backfield running plays. But anyway, he's a true pass rusher. There's no other way to say it. This guy can get to the quarterback. Here's a guy that's been linked to the Bucs by many different third parties at linebacker, Jeffrey Bassa out of Oregon. He's a very fluid linebacker. He's going to be probably a second to third round draft pick. He had the highest speed amongst linebackers in the entire practice. He went over 20 miles an hour. So he's going to fit Todd Bowles' system for what he's trying to do. I'm assuming that's why he's being linked. He's not overly physical, but super fast. Is good in coverage, can make plays. very much in the mold of a Tampa linebacker. Landon Jackson, we've already discussed. Maxwell Hairston out of Kentucky was the top-rated defensive back. He's right now, he's rated to go somewhere in the second round. I think this is a guy the Bucs are going to be looking at just because he's not as small as some of the other ones. He's extremely aggressive. He can play the run. He loves to beat up wide receivers in the line of scrimmage, jam them right off the line. And she's just inconsistent for me, I guess. I think my notes are, you know, these guys that are that try to jam and try to be physical and try to stop the route, but if they miss, they misjudge that wide receiver, they run wide open. You know, it's one of those things, hit or miss with that. All right, that concludes our East-West Shrine Game Senior Bowl wrap-up. I hope you enjoyed Best in Class. Follow Bill Curry Ford first, follow Joe Bucks Fan, then follow my podcast. Please leave me reviews, though. I do love the reviews. Please go to, you know, Apple, Podbeam, leave reviews for me. That'd be really helpful. I look forward to breaking down the Combine. I'm very excited about it. I just don't know what to expect. So it's kind of like one of those things where you're like, okay, I'm going in with all these expectations, so I just really hope it meets them. As you guys all know how that goes in life. Please visit BillCurryFord.com. Look over our amazing specials for the month of February. Please take advantage of our mobile service, which is free, and our pickup and delivery, which is also free. If you don't want to come in this beautiful dealership, it's totally fine. We will do it for you, and I look forward to serving the Tampa community with our new Ford Pro Elite. Again, thank you for listening to the Best 30 Minutes in Football. I'll see you guys next time. This is Sean Sullivan.